This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this week, we want to look at God himself, what the Bible says about God, and particularly the theme of God's grace. Do you know that apart from God's grace, you would just be left to yourself in life? When you think about your life and how life goes when you run it on your own terms, we make a pretty big mess of our lives quite often, don't we? Of our relationships and of the meaning of life. What is the meaning of your life without God in it? What will matter beyond what you're doing today? What will matter after you're gone from this world? Life's meaning comes from our relationship with God. And apart from God's grace, there would be no relationship with him. And so I really want to look at this with you this week. And as we head into the beginning of the week here, we just want to stop and think about the grace of God. You know, this is one of the great things about God. And sometimes people say, well, you know, I like a God of grace because I don't believe in a God who would judge people or send people to hell or do this or that. I believe in a God of love. As if the different attributes of God were like separate units that are fighting against each other, that God can't be holy and loving at the same time. But in actual fact, it's God's holiness and his justice that makes his love and grace so beautiful. And this is what we want to look at today. In Ephesians chapter 2 in the Bible, verses 4 and 5, the Apostle Paul is writing and he says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Well, usually when we define grace, we define it as God's undeserved favor. We didn't deserve it, but he gave it anyway. Or God's undeserved love to mankind. And to truly understand that, you have to appreciate certain truths about God and about ourselves. And the first of these is that God is perfect. He's holy. I mean, he is so different from us. He's not just better on this scale of goodness, that he's at the top of the scale. He's off the scale. He's on a whole different scale. He is holy. He is so separate from sin that he cannot endure having a relationship with sinful people. Now, that leaves us with a massive problem, doesn't it? Because we all are born with this tendency to do what's wrong. No one had to teach us to steal the toys of the little kid next to us, did they? No one had to teach us to shout in anger at our mom and dad. All those things just came out of us. The Bible tells us that when the first man and woman were on earth in this perfect relationship with God, God gave them the opportunity to either trust him or be independent and choose to reject him. And they chose to reject him. And that something happened in their very nature, that they became fallen beings that would naturally have this tendency to do what's wrong. And we have inherited that from them generation after generation. And so we were born with this tendency to do what's wrong. Think about it. God is perfect and holy, cannot allow sin in his presence and have a relationship with sinful people. And we are all sinful. We are all out of favor with God. Wow, how incredible does that make God's grace towards us? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.